I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Several hundred clinical trials related to cancer are currently underway at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. To talk about clinical research is Dr. Robert Stewart, Medical Director for the Hollings Cancer Center Clinical Trials Office at MUSC. Dr. Stewart, first of all, what are clinical trials?
Well, clinical trials represent the final step in the process by which a brilliant idea in the laboratory becomes an FDA-approved therapeutic drug for any human condition.
And what sorts of clinical trials are going on at Hollings?
So the clinical trials at Hollings are mainly targeted towards either specific cancers or, in some cases, towards amelioration of side effects of cancer.
Are all of these studies collaborative with other institutions? Are there many that are simply centered at Hollings?
So there's one type of trial called an investigator-initiated trial, where somebody at the Hollings Cancer Center has an idea and decides to test it in humans for the first time at the Hollings Cancer Center. By far, the majority of our trials, though, are collaborative, including work with the National Cancer Institute, with other academic medical centers, and with what are called cooperative groups, which are groups that exist solely for the purpose of facilitating clinical trials in cancer.
Can you tell us some details about what these studies really look like and what they involve?
Sure. Well, early studies are called phase one studies, and they're mainly looking at what's the safety aspects of administering a new drug to a human being. Phase two trials are where you try to identify what types of cancers the drug is best suited for in terms of its effectiveness. And then phase three trials are large trials where you compare a new treatment to an existing treatment. And whereas the early trials may range anywhere from 30 to 60 patients, the phase three trials, the comparative trials, are often hundreds of patients. 5 or so years ago, when the Hollings Cancer Center was designated as a cancer center for the National Cancer Institute, there were fewer than 70 in the United States. And one advantage is that some drugs that are developed through research at the National Cancer Institute are first tested only at NCI-designated cancer center, like the Hollings Cancer Center. So for one example, about 3 years ago, patients began to volunteer for trials of new treatments in a form of skin cancer called malignant melanoma. Many patients had dramatic responses, and they continued receiving the drugs on trial for 2 to 3 years before the FDA approved it for the general public. So that's an example of where having access to a trial at an NCI-designated cancer center gives you a tremendous advantage.
And tell us about the benefit of these trials. I mean, in the big picture of medical advances, where do the clinical trials fall in line?
So every FDA-approved drug has to complete the entire series of clinical trials before the evidence of effectiveness and safety is presented for approval. So patients in clinical trials sometimes have access to drugs that are going to be FDA approved and derive benefit literally years before the drugs are available for marketing. Now, of course, to be fair, there's a risk that the drug may not pan out and not be beneficial. But every single drug that is currently FDA approved for cancer treatment went through this clinical trials process for approval.
Dr. Stewart, thank you so much for providing this update about clinical trials.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.